As we reflect on the 76th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the events of that shocking day when 2,400 Americans were killed and more than 1,000 wounded can seem pretty distant. Historian Alicia Barber brings it home with the story of a Nevada native who witnessed it firsthand in this episode of Time and Place.
On December 7, 1941, the Empire of Japan launched a surprise air attack on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. Already allied with Germany and Italy, Japan saw the Navy's Pacific Fleet as an obstacle to their planned conquest of Southeast Asia. Their targets included not just the fleet's ships, but also the surrounding military airfields. Lieutenant John Barrett of Reno was stationed at Schofield Barracks, the U.S. Army Air Base next to Wheeler Field. In a 2004 interview for the University of Nevada Oral History Program, he described what he saw that morning.
I was sleeping under a window, and a big noise came, and it was the first bomb, and it was down on Wheeler Field, and I looked out the window, and I saw about three or four Japanese planes, very low, fly right over my head, and they wiped Wheeler Field out.
Although stunned by the sudden attack, Barrett quickly sprang into action.
I ran out that door, and I hit the sidewalk, and I looked down to the left, and there was a Jap plane coming right down the street. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that plane went by, and there was another one right behind him.
By the time it was over, more than 350 Japanese warplanes had damaged or destroyed more than 300 American aircraft and sunk or damaged 21 ships. Congress declared war on Japan the next day, officially entering World War II. After the war, Barrett returned to Reno, where he had a long career as a Washoe County District Court judge. He died in 2004, just 2 months after recording his vivid account of what President Franklin D. Roosevelt called a date which will live in infamy. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Alicia Barber.
Historian Alicia Barber is the editor of the website and smartphone app Reno Historical. Oral history clips for this segment were provided by the Special Collections Department of the University of Nevada, Reno Libraries. That's where you can find John Barrett's complete oral history and many more.